a baby in and it'll lie down.
A baby carriage?
And you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and what the baby?
Stroll.
And if you have two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he
grew 5 inches.
And you'd say he certainly has
grown.
And you could almost see him
grow.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking.
What else could you tell him?
Whipping.
What's the difference?
A whipping might be a little bit harder.
Is it whipping with your hand? Or?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she
raised the children.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
looked like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he
is the image of.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Did that word sound all right to you?
Yeah.
Any other ways of saying pregnant? Any joking ways or slang terms?
No, I don't think so. I don't know of any that I would use.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a
midwife, although I don't know where you'd send for one.
And a child that's born to a woman who's not married is called a
a bastard.
How does that sound?
That doesn't sound very good.
Did you ever hear him called a woods colt or a bush child or something
no,
like that?
No.
And you said Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
More loving?
Okay. And your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is called a
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan is
a guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my
relatives.
And you say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
A foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country, but who is a stranger?
No, not trying to be accurate. You might call somebody, just joking, somebody who hasn't really come from very far, a foreigner. Yeah. But that it would be in a joking way, not to really describe that person.
And a woman who conducts school is called a
school teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher?
No, none that I would use. I guess I've heard the word school mom or something like that, but
how does that sound?
It sounds old fashioned.
Someone who goes to school is called a
student.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start again?
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
First grade?
Uh-huh.
Not that I know of.
What do you call the school that you go to grades 1 through 6 in?
Grammar school.
What about 7 through 10?
Junior high.
And?
Then high school.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he
played hooky.
What if he's in college age? Would you still use that term?
Well, no.
What would you say then?
He didn't go to class.
And you go to school to get a
get an education.
And